Chof Tavis, 18th of January, Rabbi Yoel Aberman, why did Moshe not mala Eliezer?
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to discuss today an interesting point, which is a short thing mentioned in this week's Parsha. After the story of Hashem told Moshe to go to Mitzrayim, to go and save Klal Yisrael, take them out from Mitzrayim. They had the whole debate, backwards and forwards. Finally, Moshe agreed. He didn't have a choice. He agreed. He's going to Mitzrayim to save Klal Yisrael. So he's already on the way. Vayi baderech b'amolein. Vayifkesheyu Hashem. Moshe is given a malach. Vayivakei sham yisoy. The malach wants to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayivakei sham yisoy. What happened over here? Well, suddenly, in the middle of going to Mitzrayim, suddenly got this posel, and Vayivakei Sham Yisrael, says Rashi. The Malach wants to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Befi, Shleimoles Eliezer Benoi. He didn't yet do Besmili. Eliezer was just born. As soon as he was, the Pashas was the eighth day. He didn't do Besmili. Shevalse, Baalshen Yisrashel, Nenash Misa. Because he delayed being Mal Eliezer, he got punished with Misa. So the emphasis that Rashi is bringing a Gemara in Nedorim. The Gemara in Nedorim, the Flamed Aleph from the base. The Gemara says, Om Rabbi Shua ben Kocha, Gedoyle Mila, how great is Mila, that Philip Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't hear all the schuyas which Moshe Rabbeinu has done all his lifetime. It didn't help him when he came, that he didn't do this mitzvah of Bris Mila on his son. It didn't help him all the schuyas that he's done all his lifetime. And the Malach wanted to kill him. That's according to Rabbi Shua ben Kocha. Comes on Rabbi Yezi. Rabbi Yehudi says, Chas v'shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu should be nisrashel from mitzvahs milim. Hello? Moshe Rabbeinu made a cheshbon, he says. He didn't know what to do. He had the mitzvahs milim on one hand, mitzvahs milim. On the other hand, he had the mitzvah to go to Mitzrayim. Hashem told him. And now, once it was Moshe to go to Mitzrayim, he's not going to push off. So what should I do? Should I do bris milim and then go on the journey? It's a sakona. Sakona letinoik ad shleisha yomim is a danger to go to travel on the way on the journey. So it's a danger. So what should I do? Emoel ve'eshe shleisha yomim. Should I do bris milah and wait 3 days until the sakoni goes by and then I'll go to Mitzrayim? I'm going mitzvah to go to Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzivani leich shum Mitzrayim. So he didn't know what to do. So he decided, okay, I have no choice. I'll have to push off the milah and now I'm going to Mitzrayim. No. So why did he get punished misa? Palmah ne'nash misa. Because when he was close to Mitzrayim, he was on the way, he was close to Mitzrayim, so he stopped by in a hotel. Right before he went to Mitzrayim, Bar Molein, he stopped by, and then he took his time there. So then there was a time on him, in the morning, before you spent the time in the hotel, you should have done Bris Milah. Because he was busy there with the hotel, and he didn't do Bris Milah on his son straight away. So Frederick the Rishon, the Kasha, but what do you mean? He still has to carry on the journey to Mitzrayim. So he still has the problem of a Sakona to go on the journey. Says the Ram in the Dorim. Because it was such a short journey, he was already almost about Mitzrayim. If such a short journey left, there wasn't such a sakona. So he could have done Bris Milah and finished off his journey to go to Mitzrayim. It wouldn't have been a sakona to the Vlad. So Mela, Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a tiny Moshe Rabbeinu that he should have done straight away Bris Milah when he was in the Molein. He should have done Bris Milah. He didn't do that Bris Milah. So that's why he got punished. And the Malach wanted to kill him. So what did Tzipora do? Vatikach Tzipora Tzoi, she took a stone. And she did Bris Milah. Vatikach, it's all Aspino. Fine. And then Moshe Rabbeinu got saved from his. That's the Rashi. That's the Gemara in the door.
The lady
allowed
to do Bris.
Oh, so that's a whole Shaila, yeah. It's a whole different Indian, yeah. So how can a lady do Bris Milah? That's a Shaila, one of the Zohar. Today we want to discuss as a Kasha of the Mizrahi over here. The Mizrahi, everyone speaks about this Kasha which the Mizrahi asks. In fact, the Kasha, what right did Moshe Rabbeinu made the Cheshbon that Mitzvahs Milah, it's a danger to do Bris Milah and to go on a journey, so he pushed off Mitzvahs Milah. In fact, the Mizrahi, what right did Moshe Rabbeinu have to push off Mitzvahs Milah? What are you going to tell me? Because it's a sakona. And the Torah says, "V'chai behem, v'lo yish yomus behem." You're supposed to do mitzvahs. Well, if you're going to live, if you're going to put yourself in a danger and you might die, there's no chiyuv. Frank the Mizrahi, that's very good. After Matan Torah, the Torah was written. Torah told us, "V'chai behem, you do mitzvahs to live, not to die." Fine. Then you go ahead to bikoach nefesh is doicher. If it's a mokim sakona, then you push off mitzvahs in order to bikoach nefesh. Or before the Torah was given, now before Matan Torah, Soy Bazoy, it doesn't say anywhere Bechaybem. He didn't have a right. Soy Bazoy, he had the mitzvah smila. Hashem, from the Zera Avraham, he had the mitzvah smila. Soy Bazoy, all the way he's got to go. He's got through mitzvah smila, even though he's putting himself in a matzvah of a sakonet. So what? So Enachanamma, he has to go to Mitzrayim straight away, so he'll put himself, put Eliezer in a sakonet. So what? He's got mitzvah smila. Mitzvah smila is doicha. Even if it's a sakon, Azoi frag the Mizra. What's the difference? For Matan Torah, there's no head of a chayben. Oy Azoi, what right did he have to push off mitzvahs mil? And for the Mizrahi, you're right. He didn't really have his abba. Moshe Rabbeinu thought it makes sense that if he would have done mitzvahs mil now, what would have happened? Possibly Eliezer would have died. So he's doing what? So in order to fulfill one mitzvah. So he's saying he should put himself in a sakonah to fulfill one mitzvah. But Shemayn made the cheshbon, it probably makes more sense to push off mitzvah smila in order that they have to live and be mekayem more mitzvahs. If he did now, he's just going to be mekayem one mitzvah. If he would live, if he don't do mitzvah smila now, and live and live to be mekayem much more mitzvahs during his lifetime, so it makes more sense to push off one mitzvah in order to be mekayem many more mitzvahs. That's of the mitzvah. What? No, it's a new chesh. No, what? He had a mitzvah smila. There's Zera Avraham. That's what he says. There's still a mitzvah. No, no, it's a Torah. All Zera Avraham, they already mechuy, but Avraham Avinu, yeah? All his grandchildren, they already had the mitzvah of mitzvah smila, even before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, the mitzvah smila. Bechayben, the Torah was not given. There's no Bechayben. No, that's what he says. You're right. Mizrahi says, you're right. They kept Kol HaTorah Kula, but you can only do the Lahachmi. You want to be machmir, you can have all the mitzvahs that you can do. Or to be mekel, and not to be mekana mitzvah because of a chaybem, that you have no right. You can't go to kula. Azoi frek, the Mizrahi. And for the Mizrahi. What? Okay, say that. Af mokim sakon. That's, so Mele, he says because it's the Maestro, the Maral, like Gur Arya, the Maral says he doesn't understand the kasha of the Mizrahi. Lo Ovin HaTvorim says the Maral, he says, V'chai behem is not a mitzvah. It's not one of the Tarak mitzvahs that a person has to live. V'chai behem v'lo shiomus behem. V'chai behem is a heter that the Torah says is giving you Tarak mitzvahs. So then the Torah gives you a heter. You should know that if it's in a matzvah of sakona, you put yourself into danger, then you've got a heter not to be mekayem the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, something which is a mitzvah. You could say that before Matan Torah, you're not mechuyev in this mitzvah, so you can't do this mitzvah if it's going to come l'day kulam. Oh, but if you tell it, this is not, it's only a heter. Something which is a heter, it's a notion, it's common sense. It's a heter to say that Torah didn't give you this mitzvah if it's in a matzvah of a sakon. So that doesn't make a difference before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah. If somebody works out himself this type of heter, you don't have to have the Torah for it. You have to have the Torah when it comes to a tzivli. Tarak mitzvahs, you have to come onto Matan Torah. Something which is not a mitzvah, it's only a heter, says the Maral, you don't have to come onto the Torah. So if you can work out yourself, you'll still have the heter of the Chai Bohem. That's the teretz of the Maral on the kasha of the Mizrahi. Oh, today we want to discuss, as Lechayra, it's very shver, the whole kasha of the Mizrahi. Because there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara discusses the whole sugya there about which averes a person has to be moser nefesh, given averes chamuras. A person, if somebody forces him to be over these three averes, he's got to be moser himself on Kiddush Hashem. So Gemara says to Shaila, what's the din? A Ben Noach. A Ben Noach has got seven mitzvahs, seven mitzvahs Ben Noach. Is he mechuyev on his mitzvahs to be moser nefesh? If a different goy comes over to him and forces him to eat Eber Menachai, for example. He forces him, you have to eat Eber Menachai. Is he mechuyev to be moser nefesh? Well, no. Like he doesn't have to be moser nefesh. He does have, we're talking about, the Pastor Shalom Gemara is Befehesi. Yeah? Befehesi, we know that all mitzvahs, he has to be moser nefesh. If it's a public, it'll be a chil Hashem. If he doesn't keep Shabbos or any other mitzvah, he has to be moser nefesh. So Gemara says, what's with Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach? Says the Gemara, interesting, that we learned in the Braisa that the Bnei Noach have seven mitzvahs. If you're going to tell them that also Mechuyev and Kiddush Hashem, there's eight mitzvahs, not seven mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, no, not, that's only, it's not extra mitzvah. It's a part of all the seven mitzvahs that in the Sheva mitzvah Bnei Noach, they also have to be Moser Nefesh. That's not called the extra mitzvah. Then the Gemara brings an interesting story we all know happened with Naaman. Naaman was a general of Melech Aram, and he had the whole story with Tziras, with Elisha, Novi, and he came to Eretz Yisrael, and Elisha, he toyed with him the Yarden seven times, and then the Tzras disappeared. So, the Tzras disappeared, he was all happy, and he came to Elisha, and when he was mekabel on himself, he's not going to serve anymore with the Zorah. That's it. He was so impressed by Elisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the next happened, he was mekabel not to serve with the Zorah. Then he had one problem. He says, you know, I'm a general for the king, Melech Aram, and I want to ask Hashem Mechila. I'm going to have to do some sort of Aver. Why, what's some sort of Aver? He says, when I go together with the king, and they go, and he goes to Beis Rimon, the place where the king serves Avodah Zorah, and he's leaning on me. So the king is bowing down to Avodah Zorah, and he leans on me because I'm next to him. So I'm automatically also bowing down. So it's like I'm serving Avodah Zorah. He asked Elisha, Yislach Hashem le'avdecho. Let Hashem be moichel me for this Avera, even though I'm a kabbalah myself, not to serve Avodah Zorah, or but he should be moichel me for that time when I go to the king, that even though I'm going to serve Avodah Zorah, he should be moichel me. Sure. Uksin. Says the apostle, Elisha told him, Vayom eloi, leich le'sholem. Go. Told him, Chayim le'sholem. Go. So Gemara is a kasha, what do you mean? If he's mechuyev to be moiser nefesh, if a ben noach is mechuyev to be moiser nefesh, it's one of the shev mitzvahs b'nei noach, Avodah Zorah, if he's mechuyev to be moiser nefesh, so Elisha shouldn't have told him, leich le'sholem. Leich le'sholem is mashma. He accepted what he says. Fine, go, Chayim le'sholem. He should have just kept quiet. He's not mechuyev to tell him off, Rashi says, because there's no mitzvah of teichocha to tell a ben noach not to do it. Fine. So he didn't have to tell him, no, you're not allowed to do it. But at least don't agree to him. Don't tell him, leich l'sholem. Don't give him a bracha, leich l'sholem. El Ma'ad Mo wants to bring a raya that he's not betzuva on to be moist in nefesh. Says the Gemara, it's no raya, ha betzinah, ha befeheset. This story was betzinah, there was nobody else there. When he goes there and he bows down to Avodah Zorah, there's no other heathen there. So Mela, because it's betzinah, he's not mechuyev to be moist in nefesh. Or it could be, if it would be befeheset, then it could be, is mechuyev to be moist in nefesh. That's according to Rashi. Rashi learns, comes out from the maskon of the Gemara. The Gemara had not been poshut the shayla if a ben noach is mechuyev to be moist in nefesh or danish. Why hasn't been poshut the shayla? However, the Rambam has a different geese in the Gemara. We'll get into it. The Rambam had a different geese in the Gemara. According to the Rambam, comes out, the maskana is that Ben Noach is not metzuva to be moist in nefesh. He's not metzuva on Kiddush Hashem. He's got Hashem and mitzvahs Ben Noach. Or if somebody else forces him to be over one of those mitzvahs, even if it's be fahesia, he's not metzuva be Kiddush Hashem to be moist in nefesh. That's why he passed in the Rambam, Perek Yud Hilchos Melachim. Fact faces doesn't understand. What's the whole shayla of the Gemara? How is it possible to say Ben Noach is not metzuva to be moist in nefesh? Says this, we know that the whole reason why a yid, when it comes to other mitzvahs, he's not mechuyev to be meis nefesh. Is that v'chaybem? Tosfos says v'chaybem leish yomus bem. So maybe not mechuyev to be meis nefesh. Over by ben noach, find the Tosfos. It doesn't say v'chaybem by ben noach. Only says by yid. If by ben noach there's no din of v'chaybem, why shouldn't he be mitzuva? He's got shavah mitzvah ben noach. Why shouldn't he be mitzuva to be meis nefesh? There's no din of v'chaybem. So why shouldn't he be mitzuva to be meis nefesh? All shavah mitzvah ben noach. As though if a Tosfos akash, and for Tosfos, if not the Gisoy says Tosfos, the emphasis. Even without v'chai behem, the svara I would say that a person doesn't have to be moist in nefesh to become a mitzvah. It's a svara. Why do you need v'chai behem by yid? So Tosfos says, no, that's only by yidin. You know why you have to have v'chai behem? Because there's three mitzvahs, three avedas, which a person has to be moist in nefesh. So I would have thought, let's learn out all other mitzvahs from those three avedas. Let's learn out, call out to the kula from the three avedas, like the three avedas you have to be moist in nefesh. Maybe all other avedas you have to be moist in nefesh. I need a post of v'chai behem, no. Other mitzvahs are different. Over by Ben Noach, he doesn't have to be moist nefesh. So maybe they don't need the chaybem. Even without the chaybem, says Tosfos, you don't have to be moist nefesh to be mekayim the mitzvahs. That's Tosfos and Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin. So what's trying in the Mizrahi? What was the Mizrahi's kashi? Ask kashi on the Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu go and do bris milah even if it's a sakana? Because there's no chaybem. It's before Matan Torah. There's no chaybem. But we're calling to Tosfos. Doesn't start the kashi. It doesn't matter, there's no b'chai b'em. Or but Mitzvara says, even by Ben Noach, there's no b'chai b'em. There's also a din that Mitzvara, a person, doesn't have to be Moisei Nefesh in order to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. No. So if by Ben Noach applies that Svara, so who had been before Matan Torah also applies that Svara. So what's the Mizrachi's Kasha? Now Moshe Rabbeinu had to go and do Bismil, even B'mokim Sakona. Even if there's no din b'chai b'em, Mitzvara, you would say, you don't have to be Moisei Nefesh to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. The Chodesh Taki Kasha on the Mizrachi and B'emes, the Mashal and the Dorim, answers his teretz on the Mizrachi's kasha. He answers the teretz, what's your kasha? V'chai behem? He brings the teretz in Sanhedrin, so Mele is not shver, even without v'chai behem, we know Mitzvara, a person doesn't have to be moist in effort to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. So they have the mashal.
Isn't that the Mizrachi's answer?
No. Mizrachi answers a different svara. It's better to be Mekayim other mitzvahs, because as our svara, Mutav Shechal Shabbos Achas, right. That's a different svara, isn't it?
That's the svara.
No, that's not the svara.
That's not the svara.
No. That's only one mitzvah. No, there's no other mitzvahs. Even if it's only one mitzvah, not because a cheshbon or other mitzvahs. That's his teretz. Going now with the new svara that Tosafot says that even without the chai ben, there's a svara, a person doesn't have to be moser nefesh, not because of the other mitzvahs. No, he doesn't have to be moser nefesh. Oh, so the shaila is, what's the pshat in the mizrachi? So the chori, you could say as it. You could say, givaldi geteretz. As there's a gemara, in this halacha of the chai ben, there's two halachas. Number one, the goy, has to shalom, forces the yid to be over an avera. If it's not from the three averas chamuras, you don't have to let yourself be killed. Then there's another halach. The Gemara in Yuma, daf pehei. The Gemara learns out from here. V'chai behem. If a person, for example, is nematziv, he's an ill person, he's a chole sheyesh b'sakon. Chole sheyesh b'sakon. And he wants to be, for example, he wants to eat on Yom Kippur. He wants to be doich shabbos. Pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is doich kol atayir kulo. Nobody's forcing him. So, the person wants to eat on Yom Kippur. He's a chole sheyesh b'sakon. V'chai behem. You're allowed to be doicha isa in order that you should live. Same thing the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Chofei. If a person wants to have a refuah with something which is Isuri Hanor, something which is Osiba Hanor, but he's a choyli shesh v'sakona, but koyim is trapping, you're allowed to have a refuah from any isa of the Torah, chutz from these three Isurim. Abay Dezorah, Gilorah, Shri Chazdomim, those three things a person can't be misrapping. Or by any other isa of the Torah, a person is allowed to be misrapping. That's what I state in the Gemara Pesachim, Gemara Yuma. So the Achronim Kner Shaila, what's the din by Ben Noach? By Ben Noach, does he have the same heter? Ben Noach, he's a chole shesh b'sakona, and the only refu is, for example, to eat Eve Menachai. He wants to eat, the only refu is, if he eats Eve Menachai, then he'll have a refu. Is he allowed to eat Eve Menachai or the Nisht? So Rebbe Kiveige, Shulchan Aruch, Yeredeya, Simon Samach Beis, brings down from the Prima Godim clears the shayim. Is the Ben Noach allowed to be misrapa with Eve Menachai? If a yid is allowed to give a ben noach every menachai to be misrapa, why? Because the whole hefty says it's v'chai behem. The whole reason why a person is allowed to be over isa l'tzerach refuah is answer v'chai behem. Or by ben noach, where he doesn't say v'chai behem, maybe he's not allowed to be misrapa. So if he's not allowed to be misrapa, the yid can't even give it to the ben noach. Answer l'fne'ever. Because if the ben noach is not allowed to give it, if the yid has l'fne'ever not to give every menachai to the ben noach. So he declares the shayla, he's not punished with the shayla. That's Rebbe Kiva Egel. The Mishnah Lemelech in Proshas Drochim takes on for sure. No, he's allowed to. Even though by Ben Noach is no b'chai behem, according to his Tosafot, it doesn't make a difference. It's a svara. So Memela says the Proshas Drochim, Ben Noach is allowed to be misrapa with Eben Menachai. However, Menchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Vav, says no, he's not allowed to. No, Ben Noach is different. Ben Noach, he doesn't have b'chai behem, he's not allowed to be misrapa with Eben Menachai. So what's the machlek sabi? Mechsinach holds not allowed to. The Prosh Dochum holds you are allowed to. Prima Godin is mistapik. What's the shayla over here? So there's a gewaldige pshat from the Zichen Shmuel Rezovsky, Zichen Tzadik Devroche, and Simon Samachay says a gewaldige bil how to understand this machlokes. So let's come back to the svara of Tosafot. Tosafot says that even without the posuk of the chai behem, there's a svara, a person is not mechuyev to be moser nefesh, to kill himself in order to be mekayim mitzvahs. What's the svara? What's the svara of Tosafot? He says you could learn one of two ways. What's the svara? He says one pshat you could say. Pshat is, that's when somebody's forcing you to do an avera. God comes along and he forces you to be over an avera. No? So the other thing is when you're doing something by force, he's forcing, he's ma'adis you to do this avera. There's a lot of reading in Achronim that when a person does something by force, it's not considered his ma'isa. I didn't do anything. What a person does, if he does it from his own will, if he does it by force, it's not considered, I did it. Oymes Rachmona Patre, Shas Rachmona Patre, because it's considered as if you didn't do this mice. Oymes is love, commander of it, you didn't do it. So Mamela, even by Ben Noach, somebody forces him to eat Eben Menachai, somebody forces him to be over the Zoro, Shem Mitzvah Ben Noach. It's not considered that he's done it. So maybe even without the Chaybem, I'm not the posuk of the Chaybem, because it's not considered he did an Avera. Because by Oynes, is love commander over the, as if he didn't do the Avera. So if it's as if he didn't do it, so maybe even by Benach, he's not Mechuyev to be Meis Nefesh, because it's not his Meisah. That's one way you could explain. Or, says Reb Shmuel, you could say that a different pshat. No. Could be is his Meisah. Or it's a Svara, in the Chi of the Torah. First Mechayev the person to do a Mitzvah. How far does the chiyuv go? How far? So by mitzvah say, we know, mitzvah say a person has to buy etzrig, a person has to keep shok lulav, right? How far does a person have to, what does a person have to do to be mekayem a mitzvah in sukkah? So we know there's a klal, ad chomesh benechosav, right? A person has to spend until the fifth of all his money in order to be mekayim mitzvah saseh. Ad chaymish. More than that, even as zechiv in the Torah, no, Torah is not mechayiv to do so much. Ad chaymish. So you could say the same thing is by mitzvah saseh. Mitzvah saseh, how far does a person have to go in order, what does a person have to do in order not to be over the saseh? So you could say, you have to do everything until it comes to your life. Until it comes to your life, somebody forces you to kill yourself in order not to sin, not to be over Issa. No, when it comes to your life, it's a hagbola in the chiyuv of the Torah. Torah is not mechayiv you to do more, to be mechayiv to give up your life in order to be mekayem the mitzvah. That's two ways of saying that's a svara. Why even by benoyach applies the svara is not mechayiv to be meisa nefesh to be over the shem mitzvah benoyach. So Meila says of Shmuel is a geshmak. So till now I'm talking about if the guy forces you to be over Issa. So we're saying about the Torah says that benoyach if he forces you to be over Issa, mshem mitzvah benoyach. You're not mechuyev to be meisa nefesh. That's very good if he forces you. But what happens? It's not matzav of oynis. It's a matzav of yocholish yesh b'sakona. Yocholish yesh b'sakona, and you now want to go and be misraper with Eivim Menachai. No. So if you learn the chances as oynis, because when I do something by force, it's not considered my meisa. That's very good. If somebody forces you, you can say it's not your meisa. Okay, nobody's forcing you. Nobody's forcing you. Just yocholish yesh b'sakona. You yourself want to go and eat Eivim Menachai. No. So that's considered your ma'aser, even though you're the matzav of sakona, but it's not by force. So if it's not done by force, you don't have any more heter because nobody's forcing you. So if a benayach doesn't have a chayban, holds the menachas chinuch, he's not allowed to go and eat the eved menachai because it's not a matzav of oynus. So maybe he can't eat the eved menachai. Mashen came the mishnah melech held. No, that's not the vote. The vote is it's a hagbola and the chiyuv of the Torah. Torah only mechayiv till a certain limit, till it comes to pikuach nefesh. Fine. So it doesn't make a difference if somebody's forcing you. He's not forcing you. Now I'm in a matzav, in a dangerous matzav. Cholish yesh bo yisakom. So do I have to give up my life in order to be mekayim the mitzvah? No. It's a gebola. It's a limit in the chiyuv of the Torah. Ad kam. Till here you have to keep a mitzvah. Till here you have to make sure not to be over the issa. More than that, to give up your life, you're not mechayiv to give up your life. That's the two ways, says the Shmuel, how to explain the Machlokes, the Menachas Chinuch, and the Mishnah Melech. Ad kam, divrei Rav Shmuel is also. So according to this, you can be miyashe very geshmak, the Mizrahi, come back to the Mizrahi. What does the Mizrahi ask Kasha? Mizrahi ask Kasha, Moshe Rabbeinu, he should have been mal Eliezer, even though he's going in a Sakona, Matzav of Sakona, so what? There's no B'chayber, Oy Bazoi, he's chayv to Brismila, even in a Matzav of Sakona. So we ask the Kasha, what do you mean? But Tosfos says in Sanhedrin that even without the Chayber, Misvara we take on, you're not Mechuyev to be Meisa Nefesh, to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs. So Kotor is saying, no, it's not Shvem Tosfos. Because Tosfos is only talking about a case of Oynus, when somebody's forcing the Goy not to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. He's forcing him by Oynus, I don't want him to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. If not, I'm going to kill you. Then we say, there's a Svara, if a Goy, if you do a Meisa by Oynus, it's not considered your Meisa. It's not considered your Meisa by Oynus. So Memela Goy is allowed to be over, he doesn't have to kill himself. Over here, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't a matzav of oynus, nobody forced him. He had the shot, it was a matzav of sakon. It's a dangerous matzav. Do bris mila, and then to go to Mitzrayim is a matzav of sakon. Am I mechuyev to do bris mila even in a matzav of sakon? That's similar if a person is allowed to be mistrapa with a dova issa. So if you all like the mechas chinuch, it's very geshmak. Here there's no time of oynus, it's only a time because it's a matzav of sakon. So maybe if it's matzav of sakona, had a mizrochi gehalten, ben noyach, because it doesn't say before Matan Torah. So before Matan Torah, there's no b'chai b'hem. So even Moshe Rabbeinu was mechuyev to do bris mila, even in the matzav of sakona. That's why the mizrochi asked this kashen. No, answer it's a different svara because it's better to do this way than to be over other avirus. In order to be mekayim other mitzvahs. That's the chora I could be miyash of the mizrochi. I just want to finish off by saying. There's a mashal here in the Dorim, which mashal asks an interesting kasha. He says, he doesn't understand the whole Gemara. Where do we find that if a person doesn't keep mitzvahs mila, he's chayav misa? What's the chiyuv of the father to be mal Eliezer? It's a mitzvah say. Mitzvah say, which is a mitzvah sa'av al ben, the father is mechuyev, b'yayim hashmini, to mal benoy. Fine. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mekayim this mitzvah. Mitzvah say. So for that he deserves the oynish misa. What's happens? Oynish misa on a little mitzvah say. As I affect the mashal, says the mashal two tirutzim. Number one, he says, Hakadosh Baruch Hu medaktekim chasidov kechut hasara. Even a kleina avera by tzadikim, every small avera they get punished. Or he says, Because as a Rosson, Zuim is Sosom. Because before Matan Torah is Ben Noach. So by Ben Noach, even a posh to Issa, and how about Yitaka, there's a certain Averis which have Misa. Or by Goy, by Ben Noach, any Averis which Ben Noach does, if he doesn't keep that mitzvah, he doesn't Averis, as a Rosson, Zuim is Sosom. That's the Mashon. It's just an official thing, Echsam Sefer. There's a Gishmak of Shat, the Echsam Sefer, Derech, I don't say Derech Drush, Derech Pilpul. Echsam Sefer wants to say the following Pshat, and the whole story will be what happened. He wants to tell him, we know by after Matan Torah, Kodesh Boch told Klal Yisrael, told Moshe, he should tell Klal Yisrael, Lechem Moi Lohem, Shuvu Lohem Lo Lechem. After Matan Torah, they should all go back to the tents, all go back to the wives, go back! So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, what does Kodesh Boch mean with that? They should go back to live with their wives. What's the Chiddush? They should go back and live with their wives. Says the Chassam Sefer, because we all know by Matan Torah, Yotzun, the Gemara says, Pochon Ishmosam. By every Dibur, there's Pochon Ishmosam. And the Malach came and brought back the Neshama to the Guf. It's a matzah of Tchias HaMesim. By Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael, they were all brought back from the end of the world, Tchias HaMesim. No, if it's Tchias HaMesim, so the Chiddush, so it's not my wife anymore. I don't have to live with her anymore. I don't have to give a get. I'm a new person. I was up there. I came back down. Here's some mason. I don't have to go back. So here, there's a special tzivu says to some sefer, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu told them, no, tell them, shuvu lochem lo aleichem, that the issues is still there, especially to Rosh Hashanah, that here the issues is still there, so they should go back and live with their wives. So the some sefer here also. The Malach, Be'etzer, what did the Malach want to kill Moshe Rabbeinu? Says Chassam Sefer, Avada, he was a Chayav Misa. Bitla say, he was a Chayav Misa. And number two says Chassam Sefer, what? He's going now to save Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Now you're not going to kill him. Now he's going to say, he's got a shlichus to do, to go and save Klal Yisrael. Avada didn't want to kill him. What did the Malach want to do? He wanted to kill him and do Tchias HaMesim. What's that? Because if he kills him, so if his mother is Mace, he's a Potem in a Mitzvah. So if he's Potem in a Mitzvah, he doesn't have a Chiyuv to be Mal Eliezer. Because he's Mace. Kim and Shemace Odom, Nasa Chavshim in a Mitzvah. So he wanted to kill him until Tzipori or somebody else does Bris Mila. So like this, he'll kill him. So he's not the Vatel Mitzvah say, because he's not alive anymore. And somebody else do Bris Mila. And after Bris Mila is done on Eliezer, then he'll do Tchias HaMesim, bring him back to life. And then it comes out, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the Vatel Mitzvah say. And now, Moshe Rabbeinu is back in life. That's the Cheshon of the Malach was. But Tzipori didn't want that. Because Tzipori was scared. If you do such a thing, who knows? He'll come back to Tchias HaMesim. And who knows, maybe he wants to, who said he wants to live with me anymore? Maybe he's like 5 days later, Moshe Rabbeinu was hacking the garage according to Hassan Mishayim. So it could be, he won't live with her anymore. So maybe she was scared. So what did she do? So straight away, Batikas Tzipori Yotzoi, she took a stone. Batikas Olas Beno. So it says Hassan Mishayim, but tell me, what did she say after Bismillah? Ki Hassan Domim Atoli. She says, Hassan Hashem Chosnu. Because I want my husband. I don't want him to go away to somebody else. I want my husband back. So maybe I don't want him to go to the Tchias HaMesim. So say straight to Hashem Bismillah, and through that she was Zoicha Taker, as Moshe Rabbeinu stayed alive, and she was Zoicha to live with her husband.
Huh?